salam. One of the scholars of the Jewish tribes that existed in Medina, and when the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, what he wanted to do with his son is to go and assess. He was a man of knowledge, and he was a man of truth and righteousness. And he was not judging the Prophet ﷺ before he met him, nor was he making any, you know, he didn't make up his mind before he met him. So he came up with what questions he wanted to ask, and what exams or trials he wanted to put the Prophet ﷺ through to assess if he is telling the truth or not. And he spent a fair amount of time with his son preparing what that was going to look like. I mean, how they were going to do this, and who's going to ask what, and who's going to say what. And they spent all night, and after Fajr, they were prepared. So they went to the Prophet ﷺ's home, and they knock on the door, and that's where this hadith, you know, comes in place. So this is what he said, radiallahu anhu, qala. أول ما قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم المدينة انجفل الناس إليه فكنت في من جاء. At the beginning when the Prophet came to Medina, انجفل الناس إليه, meaning people went to him in abundance. There's a lot of people were going, knocking to get to know him and to see him and to hear from him and to learn from him. And I was amongst those who went to meet him. فلما أتيته وفتح لي الباب. When I came to him and he opened the door, قال فتأملت وجهه واستثبته فعلمت أن وجهه ليس بوجه كذاب. Said once he opened the door, I looked at his face and I استثبت, meaning I stared for a moment awkwardly, like I just stared at him for a moment, and then I knew that that's not the face of a liar. This happened. And he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. His son is standing there with papers. They've been up all night. The question, what about, qala hadha laysa biwajhi kadhab, this is not the face of a liar. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you ever performed da'wah with your face? Yeah? I'm asking you to perform da'wah, go talk to someone you know, bring them to the masjid. Are you able to perform da'wah with your face? Is your face of such enlightenment, of such nur, of such beauty, that a person looks at it and says, Allahu Akbar, take me. Wherever you want to go, I'll go with you. You lead the way, I'll walk with you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. This man came with questions. He wanted to objectively figure out if what he was saying is the truth, and he wanted to go through a certain degree of things that he had read, and he looks at his face, alayhi salatu wasalam. He just looks at his face, and khalas. This is not the face of someone who would lie. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he see? We can't see his face, alayhi salatu wasalam, but we can see the face of Abdullah ibn Salam as he stares at him. Right? Sometimes that's all you can do. Sometimes you can't see his, it's hard to see him, alayhi salam. But imagine Abdullah ibn Salam. Imagine his face. And the door opens and he looks up. And all of his equations don't matter anymore. It just, all of it drops. Like he doesn't, the scenario he was running, the back and forth, all of it, he looks up and he sees Sallallahu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. This is it. This is him. It's him. I don't need anymore. He performed da'wah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his face. Just with the nur of his face, alayhi salatu wasalam, he performed da'wah. And let's see. Maybe one day you can do the same. Yaqul Ja'far ibn Sulayman. Yaqulu, ma qasa qalbi yawman illa wa dhahabtu fa nadartu ila wajhi Muhammad ibn Wasi'. Said, whenever my heart was hard, I just went and knocked on the door of Muhammad ibn Wasi'. He's one of the known scholars of the Tabi'een. His teacher. He said, whenever I felt my heart was in a position where it wasn't, I just went and knocked on the door of Muhammad ibn Wasi'. I just looked at his face and khalas, I feel better. And he goes home. Come to the point where people, like, where you have enough nur in your heart that it shines on through your face. And the da'wah that you need to do is minimal. You don't have to give, we have to talk a lot. I have to talk and explain and give you examples and play things around so it makes sense to you. Alayhi salatu wasalam, jawami' al-kalim, is 3 or 4 words, because really you didn't need much. You just needed to sit there and be in his presence, look at his face, alayhi salatu wasalam. He says 2 words, you're good. Khalas, you're good. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love this story because it just tells you something about his character that is not tangible, that I don't have the ability to, I don't know how to explain it to you. And there's no way for us to, you can learn knowledge, you can methodologically, systematically learn knowledge, but how do you get this? How do you get this one? I don't know how. That's just something Allah, that's just him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajma'in. May Allah grant us his shafa'a yawm al-qiyam, inshaAllah, and his love in dunya and akhirah. Yarwi al-imam al-tirmidhi fi jami'ihi bi sanadin sahih, an Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu anhu qal, أول ما قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم المدينة انجفل الناس إليه فكنت في من جاءهم فلما أتيته ففتح لي الباب نظرت إلى وجهه واستثبتته فعلمت أن وجهه ليس بوجه كذاب. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خير، بارك الله فيكم، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.